I'm hoping you guys can take me behind the scenes real quick and talk about what the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare has been up to. You guys have been celebrating some news about reinsurance and the impact it's having, but what does this office look like day to day, and what are the things you guys are working on?
That's a great question. And, you know, we wanted to name the office exactly what it does, which is saving people money on healthcare. So really what it does is we focus on coordinating between all the different agencies that oversee healthcare. Healthcare is really big. It's a really big thing. Obviously, it's intimately important to all of us. It helps keep us alive and maintain our health. But it's also about almost 20% of our GDP. That means 20% of our entire economy is healthcare. And that is almost twice as much as most other nations. And yet, we're in the middle of the pack for results. So the question is, how can we do more, make our dollars go further, look at the cost drivers, whether it's hospital fees, the fact that we pay 5 to 8 times as much for the same prescription drug, too much for insurance, all of those different things. And we want to coordinate that in one area where we can apply that lens of saving people money across all the different areas of healthcare.
You've used two executive orders now to create new offices in government, you know, this healthcare office, but also the Office of Future of Work. Democrats in your party, including Nancy Todd, who is I talked to right after your second announcement, applauded this move, said you're a mover shaker, that this was not common to do things like this, but she really thought it was a bold step. And again, I'll use her quote, mover shakers, how she described you. On the other hand, Republicans have been somewhat critical lately, questioning, you know, they questioned the need for the funding for the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare, for example. And then the second one, there was also some criticism. Can you describe, you know, how you approach making that decision and why you think these offices are needed and using executive orders to create them is the best path forward?
Yeah, you know, really, as a business person myself, having started several companies, we just look at the return on investment. So by having an Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare, literally, it only costs a few a few hundred thousand dollars. We save tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars for Coloradans on insurance. Like, if you look at the reinsurance program, which we play a coordinating role and help shepherd through the legislature, the average savings for people in the individual market in Colorado is 18.2% next year. That means people will be saving thousands of dollars for a family of four in Pueblo. That's about $7,000 of savings a year, even more in Grand Junction and Western Colorado. So it's really about how, with a relatively small investment, can you create huge savings for Colorado families.
Another question I had, you know, when you announced the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare, you said there had been no office before in state government that has been dedicated to this effort. But in 2008, then Governor Bill Ritter created the Center for Improving Value in Healthcare. You know, I've looked at both executive orders. There's some overlap in the goals, obviously, both the crux being improve healthcare quality and reduce costs. How is this new effort different from what Ritter's administration already did?
Yeah, so that was simply a data solution. It was one of the things that can be actually helpful in reducing costs of healthcare. What Bill Ritter did is essentially establish CIVIC, which is an all-payer claims database that our Office of Saving People Money can use that information, insurers, Division of Insurance, Commissioner, all of those folks. There's no question that that was a constructive step, only insofar as we use that data, but it is very helpful to have that data out there from the CIVIC system that is the all claims database.
So you see these two entities as having different roles?
Well, absolutely. The CIVIC database is essentially one discrete database that can help inform decisions that save people money on healthcare. This is a lot more than just that particular database. So it's, for instance, supporting our work around piloting a prescription drug program. I just talked to Secretary Azar yesterday about how we can tailor that to meet federal approval. It's about not just passing a reinsurance program, but again, getting the favorable federal waiver, which we're able to achieve, implementing it successfully. And it's about expanding the alliance model, piloted in Summit County, now expanding to several other counties in the following year, and looking at leveraging our state employee network to leverage a statewide alliance program to create additional savings in small group and large group insurance for employer-based.
So we approach another legislative session starting in January, what's on the agenda for the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare? What are the goals? I know reinsurance was a big one for the first session, but what things are you guys talking about to do in the next session?
Great. You know, Office of Saving People Money is not strictly a policy effort. It's a coordinating effort across the agencies on implementing all of the different array of healthcare efforts to make sure they actually result in saving people money. One area we just have been working on is we had 14 listening sessions across the state around the public option, which is a bipartisan bill that passed last session. So again, the Office of Saving People Money is applying that lens of how can we make sure that these various recommendations will actually save people money as to further the legislative intent of that bill, as well as the others. So I think there'll be additional efforts, but again, keep in mind that even when the legislature is not in session, there's an effort every day to coordinate a health cabinet, which are the, 10 or so agencies that have some aspect of health in their portfolio. It could be something as simple as increasing the immunization rate or decreasing the smoking rate, both of which would reduce healthcare expenditures and save money over time. And we try to coordinate them with our Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare.
You were just on the West Slope celebrating the Peak One Health Alliance and the rate reductions they're seeing. What did you hear from people in those communities? You know, I reported from Steamboat Springs for 7 years and had lots of stories of people impacted by high healthcare costs. What did people in Summit County tell you after you were able to make this announcement on this progress?
So in Summit County, the individual market rates are coming down about 41% average next year. That's almost in half. That's just transformational. That is spreading across other western counties. It's about a 30% reduction across much of the high country in western Colorado. And again, that work has just begun, complementing the alliance model, which is additional in Summit County, roughly 11% savings on top of the reinsurance model. Keeping in mind that the alliance will also work for employer base. It'll save companies money, school districts, counties. Summit County employees are part of it. Grand County employees are part of it now, they announced the other day, and many private employers in the area.
Great. My last question for you, Governor, thanks so much for the time. How can people interact with the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare? I saw somebody tweet at the state government's Twitter feed recently just asking, is there a website set up? How can they comment or just have a public interaction with it? Has that been set up yet?
Yeah, so the Office of Saving People Money is under our Lieutenant Governor, Diane Primavera. You can look at the contact page on the Lieutenant Governor's website, also on my website. There's an email portal there. You can certainly just call the governor's office and ask to be transferred to them. Again, they are part of the specific public outreach efforts across the state. There were the 14 public listening sessions around the public option, obviously through your state legislator as well as another way. So, however, then you mentioned social media also, absolutely. So any and all of the above are great ways to interact with the focused effort on saving your family money on healthcare.
Great, Governor. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.